Hey people, today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. Kingsley 1945 Watches are style designed and hand assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. I am proud to be a distributor for Kingsley 1945 Watches. You can contact me with questions at amitdavehonda@gmail.com or you can visit my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I interview my good friend and new client, Carlo. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit. I'm here with Carlo, and we're sitting at Bardo having a Sazerac. How you doing, Carlo?
I'm doing great. Having one of the best cocktails I've ever had here with the Sazerac.
Totally agree. Big cube, one of the coolest drinks ever, Sazerac, you can't go wrong with.
Very, very classic.
Love it. And, you know, speaking of classic, I love the fact that, you know, you and I are wearing the same watch, but, you know, you're wearing it on a bracelet, I'm wearing it on a leather NATO strap. Carlo recently bought the Tudor Black Bay Black from me. Probably one of the most iconic watches of 2015, and arguably one of the most iconic watches, you know, as far as I'm concerned, for the century. Thank you, first of all, for working with me. It means a lot. And, you know, the fact that you completely understood what Tudor was, I know you took you time, but most people don't get it immediately. They just think that Tudor is Rolex's little bastard stepchild. You want to talk about the whole process, how we met and what it was like? Like, you know, your brother's got a Rolex. He's got a nice Rolex, a classic Rolex. Do you want to talk about your experience of, like, working with me and, like, you know, after, like before, during, and now after you've had the watch for, like, 8 months, what it's like?
Definitely. So I've known Amit for the last 2.5 years of my life. I met him where I work. I work at the Mandarin Oriental in Las Vegas. He is the watch ambassador of the Mandarin Oriental in Las Vegas. You know, I've always admired his watches, his taste for watches, whether it's the Tudor or, you know, his, what's other?
Kingsley.
The Kingsley, the bartender that I work for also brought a Kingsley. So I've always admired his watch knowledge and also his products. And when it comes to the Black Bay watch, I wanted something that was unique. I wanted something that wasn't your everyday watch. Even though Rolexes are very expensive and very, very beautiful watches, they're very trendy and almost in a sense overused. I mean, I work in a very fine dining restaurant and I see Rolexes on everyone's wrist.
That's true. It's ironic because
they're expensive, they're nice, but, you know, I wanted something different.
Well, I think you said it best, but at the same time, Rolex is the mothership and they make Tudor. So it's kind of ironic that Rolex is a very pedestrian brand and everyone's got one. But Tudor, in my mind, is like their best kept secret in the watch.
It really is. I've been working in hospitality for most of my life. I'm talking 15 years. And I've never in my life have seen Tudors. And I've worked at 3 15-star resorts, whether it's in San Diego or here in Las Vegas. So I'm working with really high-end clients on a daily basis. I'm working with very fashionable people. I'm working with people that really know, you know, when it comes to fashion, when it comes to watches, when it comes to luxury in general. But when it came to Tudor, I felt like it was something that I can call my own and talk big with the best of them.
Absolutely.
With the Tudor.
Absolutely. And not just any Tudor, the right Tudor.
The right Tudor.
You know,
exactly.
You got the Black Bay Black, like, you know, you immediately have street cred with this watch.
Immediately.
Right?
And I've only had a few people mention it, but the people that have mentioned it are geeking over it. The people that mention it, I feel like want to steal my damn watch because they can't stop talking about it.
Well, I don't blame them. And if it weren't for the fact that I had one, I'd probably steal it off your wrist myself. Now take me through the process of, in terms of, you know, the construction of the watch and the quality of the product. I mean, in your mind before you purchased it, because you didn't have really any experience with Tudor, I know you have a tag, so what was that like? Was it like, mentally, were you like, I don't know what, I know you had seen my watch and you'd played with it a little bit, but you were working, so you couldn't really digest the gravity of it. how would you, like, say it was in terms of your first initial gut reaction when you got the watch and you put it on? Did it meet your expectations? Did it exceed it?
It really exceeded my expectations. Me and Ahmed had been working together for weeks to get this watch. I mean, I got it earlier than a lot of people got it in the United States, which is, I think, amazing.
The watch, by the way, was released October 15, 2015. I had promised Juan a delivery date of December, end of December, I think. And we got it for you in November.
In November, yeah. It was an early Christmas present. I mean, what I liked about Ahmed, he kept in contact with me the entire time, the entire process. From the moment I decided to even consider getting one, he was very, you know, easygoing, but at the same time, very informational. Got me all the facts I needed, got me all the numbers I needed, put it all together, put it in perspective to me what it meant to own a Tudor of this caliber. You know, once I did my own research, I realized how much history was behind these watches, how much history was behind what I was wearing. I'm wearing history on my watch, and I wear it every day, you know, and I never feel like it's played out. I wear it every single day, and I will continue to until I get another Tudor. I mean, honestly, it has so much history, you know, with the brand. And when I got it in the mail, I felt like I was receiving diamonds, you know, the whole process, you know, the whole signatures, everything. When I got it, when I opened up the box, you know, I was with my friends at the time when I got it in the mail, you know, picked it up. And when I opened up the box, everything about it, from the moment I opened up the very luxurious box, I mean, it was in wrapping.
The black lacquer box.
Black lacquer box. I mean, the certification, the everything about it. I instantly, you know, insured it because I thought to myself, I mean, I have a piece of history that if anything ever happens to it, I want it to be replaced immediately because it's such a special watch. And this is someone coming from, I owned a Tag, a Carrera before this, and it's a very nice watch, but after I put this on my wrist, I couldn't put that Tag on anymore. It just felt
like a girl's watch.
It felt like a girl's
watch.
Now
your wife has it.
Now my wife wears it, and you know, she didn't want to wear it because it seemed like too big for her, but it's her watch now. You know, I have my Tudor. I'm extremely happy with it. I love the fact that I can switch the bands. It came with a NATO strap. It came with a nice, you know, metal strap as well. Everything about the whole experience from start to finish was, I felt luxurious, I felt privileged, I felt like, you know, a lot of hard work that I put into making that money to purchase it pays off every single day.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
It really
that's
does.
Awesome. That's a great way of putting it. And I think that, you know, for you, you know, for us to talk through it, that's the pleasure. The pleasure is in being able to talk about it and sort of see the process and how it goes down. Like, you know, it wasn't just like one day, oh, we talked and you got it the next day. I like the fact that, A, you're a friend, and B, you're a client second, always. Yeah. But the fact is that you entrusted me to make such an important purchase.
Definitely.
It meant the world to me as well, because you could have bought it here locally in Las Vegas, and I'm sure at any one of these beautiful stores, you know, in any one of these casinos that has, you know, a great reputation, but you chose to go with me, and I can't tell you how much that means to me, and it helps build my career as well. You know, how would you, like, as far as, you know, the transactional part of it, you know, when I send you an authorization form, whatever. I mean, obviously we've known each other now a couple of years, but how did you feel about that? Were you apprehensive? Was there any doubts in your mind? Did you feel any sort of, you know, because again, you're dealing with somebody that doesn't have a staff. I don't have staff. I don't have stock. I don't have an inventory. I don't have a store. I'm dealing with authorized dealers. So, you know, you're going by my word, which obviously I'm a man of my word, and I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. But how would you rate that part of it?
To be honest, there's a certain amount of charm that came to dealing with someone on a local level. I mean, going to a store and just buying it from a casino floor, there's no nostalgia with that. It's always like, I wouldn't feel the same way that I did working with you, just because it was so much more personable. I mean, I felt like I was, you know, I'm not by any means a wealthy person. I'm someone that really works hard for my money, you know, and when it came to working with you, I wouldn't have it any other way, just because it was so personable. You kept me in touch with every step of the way, you know, I like the fact how there's so much more information. Your knowledge of over 25 years of, you know, being in the watch business is very impressive. And the moment I start talking to you, you can really get a sense of not only your knowledge, but just your sense of hospitality in a sense, too. And I really appreciate that. The way you not only talk to me about the watch, but the way, you know, you made it so seamless. You made it seem, you know, so easy at the same time, letting me know, you know, you don't, I'm your friend. You don't have to do this. I'll have another one.
Same?
Sure.
I'm going to take a break, but okay. I'm good.
Another one. But like I was saying, you know, as far as purchasing a watch from you, it was a very seamless transaction. You kept me in the loop the entire way. You mean you were calling me the day of when it arrived, before and after I got it. And you asked me, how do you feel wearing it? How does it feel wearing it? Take some pictures. Send it to me. You know, I want to see a picture of it, you know.
Right.
I want to see a picture of it on your wrist. That went a long way because, you know, it's so personable. It's easy, you know?
I appreciate that. But, I mean, you made it easy, too, because, you know, usually, I mean, I'm not going to say I always deal with douchebags, but I deal with a lot of douchebags. And it's hard because they have a lot of expectations, but, you know, the fact is that you just put your faith in me and you let me do what I do. So that's kind of, you know, that doesn't happen every time that I do this. And now, more importantly, this incredible watch that we both have is being discontinued. It's not even been made for a year. When it came out, I mean, I heard rumors that it was only going to be made for 6 months. And then Tudor said, no, we're making it a production watch. And they didn't lie. They didn't lie because it is being made a production watch. But this particular version that we have is going to go down in history as the first time Tudor ever released or re-released a watch from their archives.
Yeah, and I did see a lot of really cool history. I mean, I saw a ton of pictures of watches from the 50s, from the 60s, and these watches are holding up. These watches are still functional. These watches are still, you know, incredibly beautiful, even though they've been around for, you know, over 60, 70 years. It's really impressive. I knew when I was buying this watch that I was going to be wearing not only history on my wrist, but at the same time, there's a sense of pride wearing such a beautiful product that not everyone has. Even people that have a ton of money don't even know what they're getting.
They have no idea.
They have no idea.
They have no idea. And it's funny because I just, and that's well said. I actually, you know, I recently sold someone within the hospitality industry, you know, in one of the fine restaurants in Vegas, you know, an $8,000 Rolex. And it's funny because I wear my Tudor proudly, my Black Bay Black, all the time, and he's wearing a Submariner No Date, and Submariner's twice the price, but I feel like way more special that I'm wearing.
Know what you mean?
You know what I mean?
Know what I mean? Because my first time, my older brother, that's, you know, saw my watch, he pretty much said, let me see that thing right away. He's like, take that thing off, let me see that thing. And he's my older brother, you know, so I'm like, yeah, take a look at it. And he looked at it, put it next to his watch immediately, and he told me, wow, you have a bigger bezel. I really like this bezel, it's beautiful. And he started asking me really personal questions. Where'd you get this? How much did it cost?
Right.
What's up with this watch?
Right.
What's up with Tudor? And, you know, in a sense, he was like, oh, you know, that's Tudor's Rolex's little brother, you know, so that's appropriate that you're wearing it because you're my little brother. And I thought to myself, man, you're jealous. You don't have this watch. It was really funny, dude, but
But, you know, from a distance, when you look at, like, let's say a Submariner and the Tudor, the No Date Submariner and the Tudor Black Bay Black, I mean, I can see how one could say, oh, they look very similar. They're the
oh,
same.
Totally.
But they're completely different.
Completely different. It's funny because I had these, I was waiting on these like, sheiks, right? We had this royalty come in, right, at Twist. These, I don't even know where the hell they're from, but they're arrogant. They all had Rolexes on. They're all talking big. And when I was taking the order, one of the guys looked at my watch and he stared at it and stared at it. And he said, he's being a total dickhead to me the entire time. And he looked at my watch, started looking at it. And his tune changed completely the entire night. And then when he finally looked at my watch and said, that's a very nice watch. And I said, thank you very much. And since then, That guy, his whole attitude changed towards me. He wasn't being a douchebag. He had respect, man. This is a guy that was some sort of rich ass, chic, some sort of royalty, some sort of, you know,
hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of million dollars.
Can have whatever he wants.
And he's looking at me like, dude, nice watch, dude. And I'm like, dude, I know. Thanks, bro.
See, that's what I. That's the thing. And for. That's what, you know, and I want to share that with the right people. I want to share that information with people like yourself who appreciate that kind of thing. You know what I mean? I think
100%.
And now, you know, the new Tudor Black Bay Black will have an in-house movement. It will have a riveted bracelet. It won't have the Tudor Rose on it. We'll have the Tudor Shield on it instead, you know, which is their more modern logo. The Tudor Black Bay Black that you and I are currently wearing is as close to the original from 1954 as you can get. To me, it's like, why would I ever sell this piece? You know, I bought and sold watches my whole life.
Totally.
But this is the kind of piece you own to wear for life.
Definitely. And honestly, when I first started talking to you and talking about watches, and I thought to myself, cool, I'm going to get a really cool watch. I'm going to invest in it. I'm going to sell it years later for more money. Hopefully, it's worth more money later on. But the more I wear it, the more I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm going to give this to my kid when he turns 18.
1,000,000%.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, when he graduates high school or even when he graduates college, you know. And at the same time, I might get to that point and not want to even give it to him. Because
I'm saying.
I'm like, I'm going to wait till I die to give him the damn watch.
Exactly.
Because it's a cool watch, you know, and it's unbelievable.
Well, it's funny, when you look at a Rolex, like I look at Rolexes all the time. To me, it's a very modern watch. When I look at a Tudor, it's a modern day vintage watch.
Totally.
They're two totally different things.
It's to give them some more character. There's more savoir faire. There's more, like.
Totally.
There's something about it that.
It's warm. It's rich.
It's rich, yeah. Rich in culture, rich in history.
The patina dial that looks like a vintage. A lot of people think it's black, but it's actually like a really nice chocolate brown.
Oh, totally.
And then the indices that are wrapped and piped with 18 karat pink gold, plated, the hands too, you know, and then you've got that amazing throwback to vintage on the red arrow, upside down triangle on the bezel, which totally just blows the doors off of anything I've seen.
Yeah, and to be honest, not only did I insure it when I first got it, but I really don't take it off. I mean, I've gone jet skiing with it. I love the fact when you put the NATO strap, it turns into like an active watch. It turns into something you can ride in dirt bikes with. A tool watch. You get something you can, you know, get in the water with, ride jet skis, you know, go mountain bike riding. Like, this is a very sturdy watch, you know, and I feel like, you know, you can be wearing it at all times, whether you're going to a fancy dinner with a suit on, or you're going to go jog with a NATO strap on, or you can go lift weights with a NATO strap on. I mean, you can do absolutely any activity. Even sleeping is better with this Tudor. I know I'm talking a lot of shit.
No, you're not.
Because I have two Sazeracs in me, so
no.
I feel really good about the watch.
Have a third and let them get you another.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
The next watch, the bronze. That bronze Tudor that I've seen.
It's got my heart and soul, man.
That thing is unbelievable. It matches my skin color. You know, that bronze one, I've been staring at. I love the fact that it has numbers on it. It has
the Arabic numerals.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That watch is unbelievable. And that's going to be definitely my next purchase. And hopefully it's still available when I have, you know, the money to get it.
That's so cool, man. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for doing this this interview, man. And
pleasure.
It's a pleasure of mine. And I really hope I get to work with you again. And for your friends or your family, you know. Is this a service you would recommend? You know,
100%. Amit is the ambassador for watches of the Mandarin Oriental Las Vegas. For those of you listeners that don't know the Mandarin Oriental, I suggest you look it up, because Mandarin Oriental is not only the most luxury hotel group in the entire world, but here in Las Vegas, it's one of the best properties on the Strip by far. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous, and to be affiliated with that brand, you know. There's no more, you know. I mean, how can I not trust you? You know, how can I not be willing to work with you, if not, you know, happy to work with you?
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Definitely. And I need that wholeheartedly. You know, this is the biggest purchase I've made since I bought a car, since I bought a house. I mean, this watch is a very important purchase, and it's a lot of pressure, you know, to myself, thinking, oh, am I ready to spend that much money on a watch? And, you know, I was apprehensive, just because, not because you were selling me the watch on a personal level, just because it's a commitment. It's a lot of money, man. But at the same time,
it's a huge commitment.
It's a huge commitment. But when I finally got it in my hand, I knew I made the right decision. I knew the money that I spent was well worth the watch. And to be honest, I would have paid a few thousand more for this watch now that I've had it for a year, and now that I've gotten so much great feedback from it, and now that I realize I have something on my watch that I only know one other person in Las Vegas or in San Diego or in California
that has it,
that has this watch. And I know a lot of rich stare at my watch, and I think it's hilarious because, you know, they have no idea, you know, what it is. And once I start talking about it, they're just not only impressed but also a little jealous.
I mean, how can you not be? It's timeless. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, John Mayer has the same exact watch. He's a guest blogger on the biggest watch blog in the world, which is Hodinkee, and he wrote a massive review on this watch, and he absolutely loves it. And this is a guy that has a couple of $1 million watch collection.
Oh, totally.
He wears a Tudor Black Bay.
No, and I read it, and like I did my research, man. When you told me about it, I went into the blogs, I went into news feeds, and I was so impressed with the amount of anticipation that was made for this watch. I mean, I read so many articles about how many people were so excited about this watch. I mean, what was the auction that it won number one watch?
Yeah, so there's this watch was basically evolved off of a watch called the Tudor Black Bay 1, which was made for only auction watch. And this watch, you know, the retail value of the Tudor Black Bay Black is $3,425. So that, you know, this watch was made as a one-of-a-kind piece with the original bracelet. Now, the Tudor Black Bay 1 is slightly different from the Tudor Black Bay Black in the way the second hand is different, the hands are different, and the bracelet is different. But other than that, everything else is the same. Now, they were anticipating they'd probably get maybe $6,000 or $7,000 in auction for it. They actually got $375,000 in auction.
Which is crazy, dude.
And this was Tudor's...
That's insane, dude.
Right? And this is Tudor's answer to the public's demand to make this a production piece. And I'm so glad that it's being discontinued and we both have it, man.
Yeah, man.
It's so cool. It's so cool.
I sell a lot of very luxurious wines, and I sell a lot of old Bordeaux and Burgundies and, you know, wines from all over the world. And I always tell people, if you're drinking a Chateau Margaux from, you know, 86 or 88 or 90, you're drinking history. You're spending that much to drink history. We're like the 1% on this world that is drinking that wine. I feel like that about this watch, and maybe it's not true. I'm not the 1% that's enjoying this watch, but I feel like that, and that's all that matters.
Well, that's all that matters to you, and it certainly matters to me, and I can't thank you enough for your time, man.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was my good friend and new client, Carlo, who's extremely passionate and absolutely adores his Tudor Black Bay Black. He was one of the first customers to get this watch of mine, and it was a pleasure to be able to get it for him. You know, just his reaction, just the way he talks about it, you know, he truly loves it, is a testament to, you know, it makes me feel A, I'm doing something right, and B, I want to continue to do this as long as I can and help my clients and friends get the best watches and look out for them and make sure they get something they love and can wear for a lifetime. So thank you so much, Carlo, for doing this. Thank you to Bardot for being so great to me all the time, especially my good friends Eric and Brookie, who are absolutely the best, and you know, the whole team at Bardot for being just amazing all the time. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, you can check out my website at www.amadevhonda.com, where you'll find my blog, you'll find my podcast, you'll find wrist shots, you'll see I'm a distributor for Kingsley 1945 watches. You can also check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at amadevhonda. Get caught up with the latest watch news by signing up for my weekly newsletter. I'll throw the link down below. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.